fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 1st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Celebrations are continuing in South Africa for the country's world champion rugby team, the Springboks. The Boks beat the All Blacks of New Zealand 12-11 in the Rugby World Cup final on October 28th at the Stade de France near Paris. It was South Africa's second straight world title and record fourth overall. On Thursday, the Springboks will kick off a nationwide trophy tour. Joining us now with more details is my VOA colleague, Mike Hove. Sporty greetings, Mike.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The Springboks received a hero's welcome on Tuesday after thousands of South Africans flocked to O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg to meet the team. Celebrations are scheduled to continue as South Africans join the team's four-day appreciation tour across five provinces in the nation. Mandla Minga, a former rugby player and big fanatic of both finalists of the 2023 Rugby World Cup, says he was ecstatic when the Springboks made history in France.
I could not contain my emotions and feelings and everything once that final whistle was blown. That last 10 minutes, I clung on to my sister. I really just couldn't watch it. And as soon as that whistle went, I just opened up my eyes and I just celebrated.
Prior to the World Cup final, governing body, World Rugby, said that 2027 Rugby World Cup will be in Australia and will witness a historic participation of 24 teams. Minga said South Africa can execute a three-peat.
There's absolutely no reason as to why anybody should hate or look down on the Springboks or their ability. And if you look at it, the support that we have from the development levels, from school levels to club levels. So I think within South Africa, the growth trajectory within the rugby space is well sought after.
Several members of the Springboks are in the prime of their careers at age 29 to 32. Some commentators doubt that the team will look the same in 2027. Zugile Ngube, a commentator and former rugby player who is based in Japan, said South Africa's investment in rugby allows them to produce talent that can continue the culture of winning.
So if you look at the squad at the moment, there are guys who didn't play. Andre Pollard, he's only 29. You know, so he's actually could potentially be the scrum ops. As I mentioned, we have two guys.
Nube says, like South Africa, other African nations should heavily invest in rugby to ensure that they participate and stand out at the tournament in 2027.
I feel like Africa has so much potential, athletically, numbers of young people. So I think the sport can still grow in other African countries. Of course, the facilities are needed and the exposure of rugby. But if that can happen, you know, then you look at the NBA, you look at the French football team where they originally come from. So I think rugby is definitely now next on the list for African countries.
Nube's sentiments were echoed by Herbert Mensa, the president of Rugby Africa.
Sports these days is a professional issue. It's no longer the old Olympic charter of just participating. And therefore, there needs to be investment. And the investment does, as you rightly say, start at grassroots level and then moves right the way through.
Rugby Africa is working tirelessly to ensure that the sport grows on the continent. The governing body facilitates several tournaments across the continent that have witnessed a spike in interest across Africa, predominantly in Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Nigeria, and Morocco. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Mike Hove in Washington.
Thanks, Mike. After the Springboks were welcomed home in Johannesburg, team captain Siya Kolisi said he hopes their fourth world title will inspire people across South Africa.
We've already won the World Cup in 2019. It's not about us as players anymore. What can we play? We always play for South Africa, but we wanted to make sure that this one is for the people of South Africa. This one is for every single person in South Africa, rich, poor, doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter where you come from because of the team that we have, which is very diverse team, which is very beautiful as well. We all come from different walks of life, different races. I know this win will inspire a lot of people, but it's not going to change how people are in circumstance, but for us as players, it's going to give us a platform that we can open more opportunities, like with our foundation, the works that we do around South Africa. So, yeah, we really hope this just doesn't end in a little bit of celebrations for a week, and it needs to do more.
That's Siya Kolisi, the captain of South Africa's world champion rugby team, and he was speaking in Johannesburg.
Go Boca!
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com. Something to crow about, Sunny Side of Sports listeners. The Springboks of South Africa aren't the only sportsmen getting a hero's welcome this week. In Florida, superstar Lionel Messi was celebrated by his teammates and coaches on Major League Soccer's Inter-Miami team one day after winning his record-extending 8th Ballon d'Or trophy in Paris. The players and coaches hugged, applauded, and congratulated Messi at Inter Miami's training facility. Messi ran through a tunnel of players with confetti, and the players also presented Messi with a large number 8 sign signed by each of them. For more Messi reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. Fisayo Dairo.
Well, what's left to say about this great soccer talent, Lionel Andres Messi? I think winning the Ballon d'Or for the 8th time, and of course the record 8th time, is a fitting accolade for us to crown what has been an enigmatic and a hugely successful soccer star that is going down in the annals of history as one of the greatest ever to grace the planet Earth. You know, Lionel Messi has embodied everything that the game of soccer preached. He's a selfless footballer. He carries his teammates along. He makes sure everybody wins. He wins by himself. He wins in togetherness. What else do you want? He now topped up everything he has won in world football with that FIFA World Cup crown in Lusail, Qatar. Now, having received that holy grail in Qatar, it's obvious that he's going to end it with this Ballon d'Or crown. So, there are no controversies as far as I'm concerned. And there are no questions to the fact that this is certainly the biggest soccer talent in world football in the last 1 year. And I think this, at the age of 36, might just be a signal that is gradually, truly now becoming the end of a glorious era, which has seen Messi win titles in Spain, in France, in South America, in Asia, and every part of the world.
Messi mentioned the late, great Diego Maradona in his acceptance speech. How would you compare these two superstars from Argentina?
Argentina as a soccer powerhouse have been blessed with some special soccer talents. They are all left-footed. They would don the number 10 jerseys for their national teams, and they won the World Cup for their base list. And this trend started from the great Mario Kempes, who won the 1978 World Cup. He was quite taller than Maradona and Messi were, but blessed with praise and trickery, fabulous to watch, and scored a number of goals, leading the team to the World Cup tournament. And then that comes Diego Armando Maradona. So it's only fitting that Lionel Messi acknowledges the greatness of Maradona, because he was who was before a certain Lionel Messi was birthed from the under 20 FIFA World Cup in 2005, when this young boy from the city of Barcelona in Spain scored 2 goals against Nigeria in that final. So a lot of comparisons have been made. Messi had scored a number of goals reminiscent of the ones that Maradona did. You know, the famous hand of God goal that Maradona scored in 1986 World Cup. Messi replicated it for Barca against Espanyol. The famous goal against Peter Shilton and the whole of England defense at 1986 World Cup. Messi replicated it against Etafe in Spain. So a lot of things. So the only thing left was winning the FIFA World Cup trophy, and Messi achieved it. For enough comparisons, but nothing is going to stop the fact that these two are genuinely two of the 5 greatest ever footballers that we have ever had on the planet Earth.
Fisayo, Nigeria's Victor Osimhen was ranked number 8 in the 2023 Ballon d'Or Award. He becomes the first Nigerian to make the top 10 of the Ballon d'Or. What's your take on this?
I'm happy for Victor Osimhen as a Nigerian and as an African. It's always good to see your efforts have been rewarded. And like we've discussed many times on the Sunny Side of Sports, that Victor Osimhen is definitely a talent meant for the top and heading to the top. He banged in a number of goals last season. And it's so refreshing to see that a Nigerian makes it to the Ballon d'Or shortlist for the first time in about 20 years, since Nwankwo Kanu last made it in, I think, year 2000. So, yes, he's also the first Nigerian to make it to the top 10. Fantastic for him. And I do hope that he does not let his guards down. Yes, he battles with injuries here and there, but any time he's fit and he's on the field, you can never question his talent, you can never doubt his commitment, and you can never put a shroud of uncertainty on where his power can reach. So I wish him the best of luck. But hopefully he gets to win African Footballer of the Year. And of course, hopefully he leads the Nigeria Super Eagles to greater heights, especially from next year's Africa Cup of Nations.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Fisayo Dairo, chief football writer at ACLSports.com, and you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In African women's football, Malawi's president Lazarus Chakwera recently rewarded the country's national team, nicknamed the Scorchers, with bonuses and parcels of land for lifting the CASAFA Women's Championship trophy. It was the first time Malawi had won a CASAFA women's tournament, and it also marked Malawi's first title in an international football competition in 35 years. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports feature presentation, Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre, Malawi. Sporty greetings, Lamek.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. All pomp and jubilation at the State House when players for the Malawi National Women's Football Team, popularly known as the Scorchers, officially presented the CASAFA Cup to Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera. This is the first time in 35 years for any national team in Malawi to win a cup, at an international competition. Malawi last won a cup in 1988 when the men's national football team won the Eastern Central African Senior Challenge Cup after beating Zambia 3-1. President Lazarus Chakwera said Malawi's historic triumph on October 15th signifies the dedication and the commitment of the players.
It is not by luck that you beat South Africa 4-3 in your first group stage match. It's not by luck that you dismantled Eswatini by 8-0 in your second group stage match. It is not by luck that you disoriented Madagascar with a 3-1 in your third group stage match.
President Chakwera also said it was not by luck that the Scorchers left neighboring Zambia dizzy with a 2-1 victory in the final.
And it is certainly not by luck that you snatched the crown from the grasp of the defending champions themselves with a 2-1 victory over Zambia.
As a token of appreciation, President Chakwera ordered the Minister of Lands to allocate plots of 30 meters by 25 meters and pledged cash of about $1,300 to all players and the technical panel. The rewards, including others the Football Association of Malawi pledged, are a morale booster for the Scorchers, who, despite their win, received nothing from championship organizers. COSAFA officials said there will be no prize money for the teams, largely because no sponsor came on board to carry the cost. But it said the prize money would only be given to the player of the tournament, the Golden Boot and the Golden Glove winners. According to the Football Association of Malawi, Malawi made its international debut in the COSAFA Women's Championship in 2002 when it was eliminated in the group stages. Over the years, the country has been unlucky until 2021 when it finished second after losing to Tanzania 1-0 in the finals. Adraid Migogo is the chairperson for the National Women's Football Association. She says this year's victory is a result of a transformation the team has recently gone through, including the recruitment of new players and technical team members.
We are happy to have made you, sir, and the whole nation proud. We promise you, Your Excellency, that with adequate support from government, donors, private sector support, this cup will only be the first of many to come. And our dream is to put Malawi on the world map in women's football.
However, sports analysts told VOA that it is now up to the government to provide a lot of support to women's football development by offering sponsorships and encouraging young girls to take up the women's football. At the moment, only the Football Association of Malawi is sponsoring women footballers with funding from the World Football Body, FIFA. Walter Nyamilandu is the president of the Football Association of Malawi. He says the association set up necessary structures for the development of women's football across the country, and he appeals for more support from the private sector in the game.
The coach has assembled a young squad with an average age of 17 years. It is a team that will take us for the next 10, 15 years going forward, meaning to say that the success that we have achieved today, if nurtured, will be a continuous thing for Malawi.
During the COSAFA Championship, Temwa Chawinga, who plays professional soccer for the Chinese club Wuhan, was the Scorchers' captain, and Love Mofazili was the coach for the team. Temwa, a younger sister to PSG player Tabitha Chawinga, won both the Player of the Tournament award and the Golden Boot as a top scorer with 9 goals during the COSAFA Championship. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
In pro basketball, the Philadelphia 76ers have traded disgruntled star guard James Harden to the Los Angeles Clippers. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
James Harden finally got his trade to the Los Angeles Clippers. The Philadelphia 76ers sent Harden, PJ Tucker, and Philip Petrosev to Los Angeles in exchange for a lengthy list, including Marcus Morris, Robert Covington, Nick Batum, and KJ Martin, a 2028 unprotected first-round draft pick, 2 second-round picks, a 2029 draft pick swap, and an additional first-rounder from a third team, according to an AP source. Harden, who told the 76ers that the Clippers were his preferred destination from the moment he issued his offseason trade demand, now joins a loaded roster intent on making a title push. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Thanks, Gethin. In NBA action Tuesday night, the Clippers defeated the visiting Orlando Magic 118-102 in Los Angeles. Paul George led the Clippers with 27 points. Now, James Harden watched the game from a suite at the arena, but he was not allowed to be on the Clippers bench because the trade between the 76ers and the Clippers had not been finalized. James Harden arrived at the arena 75 minutes before tip-off. He met with his new Clippers teammates in the locker room. And speaking of which, Harden already has a locker in L.A. with his new number one jersey ready to be worn. The New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs also posted victories on Tuesday night. The Spurs edged the Phoenix Suns by 1 point, as we hear now from the AP's Dave Ferry.
The Spurs pulled out a 115-114 win over the Suns on Keldon Johnson's dunk with 1.2 seconds to play. The Spurs stole the ball from Kevin Durant in the final seconds before Johnson gave San Antonio its only lead of the night with the last of his team-high 27 points. Before that, the Spurs gave up the first 8 points and trailed by 20 at 1 point before defeating Phoenix for the first time in 10 tries. Spurs coach Greg Popovich.
We just kept playing. That's the best thing about the group. I was really proud of him.
First overall pick Victor Wembanyama had 18 points and 8 rebounds in 28 minutes. Durant led the Suns with 26 points and Eric Gordon added 20. The Cavaliers are 0-3 since winning their season opener, falling to the Knicks 109-91 at home. Julius Randle had 19 points and 10 rebounds for the Knicks, who didn't trail over the final three quarters. Jalen Brunson also scored 19 points, and Emmanuel quickly added 18 as the Knicks won the first half of a home-and-home series. Donovan Mitchell scored 26 points in 29 minutes, the only Cavalier to provide more than 11. Cleveland played without Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert, and Ty Jerome due to injuries. I'm Dave Ferry.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Major League Baseball. The Texas Rangers are 1 win away from their first World Series title. The Rangers beat the host Arizona Diamondbacks Tuesday night 11-7 to take a 3-1 lead in the World Series. The AP's George Tanner reports from Phoenix, Arizona.
The Rangers erupted for 10 runs in the second and third innings en route to an 11-7 victory over the Diamondbacks. Marcus Semien drove in 5 runs with a homer and triple. Corey Seager pounded his 6th round tripper of the playoffs, and Semien says it was a good overall victory as they now have a 3-game-to-1 lead in the series.
To put up 5 runs in the second inning, those are few and far between. We get 2 out RBIs. You know, I got one yesterday. I was able to get 2 today.
Andrew Haney got the win for the Rangers.
It's awesome. Obviously, like, I just want to win the game, you know. Like, I want us to win, and we did that. And so now we're, you know, we're in obviously in a great position and need to finish it off.
The D-backs attempted a late comeback led by Lourdes Gurriel's 3-run homer in the 8th inning, but it fell short. George Tatter, Phoenix.
Thanks, George. Game 5 in Major League Baseball's World Series is later Wednesday night in Phoenix.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
More news about Lionel Messi. The Argentine football superstar was scheduled to play exhibition matches in China on November 5th and November 8th. But his Major League Soccer team, Inter Miami, has called off the trip. Inter Miami said the reason was, and I quote, unforeseen circumstances. Lionel Messi is wildly popular in China, and this would have been at least the 8th time he's played in the country. Messi most recently played in China this past June when he scored barely 1 minute into a match between Argentina and Australia. Messi also won Olympic gold in China, helping Argentina win the title at the Beijing Games in 2008. He and Inter Miami co-owner David Beckham have enormous followings in Asia, along with several endorsement deals in the region. Tennis. Carlos Alcaraz's hopes of finishing the season as the top-ranked men's player took a hit after a 6-3, 6-4 loss to qualifier Roman Safulin in the second round of the Paris Masters. In his return from injury, Alcaraz dropped serve 4 times and made 27 unforced errors to 21 for Safulin, a former world number 2 junior player from Russia. The Spaniard Alcaraz was knocked out in the 4th round of the Shanghai Masters tournament, and he withdrew from the Swiss indoors in Basel because of a left foot injury and muscle fatigue in his lower back. Carlos Alcaraz leads the men's ATP Tour with 6 titles this year, but he hasn't lifted a trophy since Wimbledon. In women's tennis, American Jessica Pegula converted her 7th match point to complete a 6-4, 6-3 victory over top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka at the WTA Finals in Mexico, and Jessica advanced to the semifinals. Pegula is seeded 5th in Mexico. She had lost 4 times in a row to Sabalenka, the champion at the Australian Open in January and the runner-up at the U.S. Open in September. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to South African golf great Gary Player, who is celebrating his 88th birthday on this Wednesday.
I get it.
Player was born in Johannesburg, and he's widely considered one of the greatest golfers of all time. Player won 9 major championships on the regular tour and 9 major championships on the Champions Tour. Happy 88th birthday to the South African star, Gary Player. And that wraps up the November 1st edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm BOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.